200 years ago this week, Napoleon Bonaparte fought a fateful battle in Russia. Napoleon led his Grand Army against the Imperial Russian Army near a village called Borodino, about 70 miles from Moscow. It was the single bloodiest day of the Napoleonic Wars, and it's remembered by Russians as a symbol of national courage. NPR's Corey Flintoff visited the battlefield as an army of reenactors prepared to relive that day.
Smoke and flame erupt from the batteries of cannon as cavalry sweeps across the battlefield amid the crackle of musket fire. There's still some historical dispute about who won the Battle of Borodino, but most agree that it was a tactical victory for Napoleon, since he forced the Russian army to retreat. Historian Oleg Sokolov says the real significance of the battle came later.
Importance of Borodino, this is by the literature, by the history, by the poetry, it's not so important strategically.
Mikhail Lermontov wrote a poem about Borodino that's read by every Russian schoolchild, and Tolstoy made the battle the center of war and peace. Sokolov has spent much of his career making the Battle of Borodino come alive. He began as a teenager with a few friends making period uniforms and doing small reenactments that led to the epic performance that the event has become today. Now, at 56, he usually represents one of Napoleon's generals in full regalia, mounted on a prancing horse. There are several thousand people on the battlefield, lines of infantry, cannoneers, grenadiers, hussars in plumed bearskin hats, and heavy dragoons with gleaming brass helmets. The horsemanship is worthy of real cavalry, and when the riders clash with their sabers, you can see that some of the more agile ones are women. Among the foot soldiers, 61-year-old Victor Penzas is representing a lieutenant colonel, a tempting target for the enemy in his plumed cocked hat. Russian officers showed a special heroism, he says. In those days, officers led from the front, and they took a lot of casualties. The French and their allies were no less brave.
I'm Bernhard Scharek. I'm coming from Germany, and I'm representing a soldier of the old guard of Emperor Napoleon.
Napoleon held his old guard in reserve during the battle and didn't use them. Some historians say that if he had deployed it, he might have been able to destroy the Russian army instead of just forcing them to retreat. As it was, the French suffered at least 30,000 dead and wounded in that single day. The Russian casualties were around 45,000. Shavik is the piper for his regiment, and he plays the advance march of the French army. Shavik thinks the Russians ultimately won at Borodino. Napoleon moved on to occupy Moscow, much of which was burned by the retreating Russians. His army was depleted and his supply lines were under constant attack, so he was forced into a disastrous retreat in October with the approach of winter. The Grand Army he led to Russia was effectively destroyed. There are no bodies on the field when the reenactors finish their battle, but there are a lot of spectators who know something more about the awful tumult that took place here. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.